It's HPR, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we are really fortunate. We got a talented entertainer tonight and tomorrow at the Blue Note, where Bruce Coburn, our guest from yesterday, does the early show. And then this funny cat is doing the late show at 10. Plus, he is at the Mac on Sunday night for a 7:30 show for Valley Isle folks. From his own NBC sitcom Marlin, or classics like The Wayans Brothers, In Living Color, films like Requiem for a Dream, or Scary Movie, or his wokish stand-up special on Netflix now, we are so grateful to add guest on HPR's ATC to that list as we welcome Marlon Wayans to the show. Aloha and mahalo, Marlon. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, mahalo, man. Aloha. And damn, I did a lot of stuff. you was listing all the things. I said, damn, I did all that? My brother said I worked so hard that if I was a slave, they would have gave me a raise.
Which brother said that?
Damon. He's an idiot.
Have you gigged out here before? What's your history with Hawaii?
I've done gigs there before. I think I played the theater at the Mac before with my brother Sean, and I did a different venue in Honolulu, but I love Hawaii. I vacationed there. It's a great place. Mama's Fish House is delicious. I'm looking forward to spending some time in Honolulu, though.
That's cool.
I may actually go hiking. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to get lost.
Bring somebody with you. That's a very popular thing here. And you're based in L.A., I'm assuming, yeah?
Based in L.A., but my heart is always in New York, and I love vacationing in Hawaii.
I know your heart is in New York, and after the high school you went to, I can't imagine that it wouldn't be. So how much of the stand-up routine draws from your Netflix wokish stand-up special?
This one is different. This is brand new material. Wokish material was more pop culture and more like political. I talked about a lot of hot button topics, but this time is much more personal. It's talking about my life, family, my kids, and still have my edgy type of humor, but just allow myself to speak freely about myself and hope it connects with people. Basically, I'm going to talk trash about my brother.
And you got enough of them to talk about, man. And when I think about your brothers, where does Keenan Ivory fall in terms of being like a critical role model as a kid? Or how about Damon?
I was raised by legends. You know, Keenan taught me that I could pursue my dreams, and if I work hard enough, that I could make my dreams a reality. But I have to work toward my dreams. Damon used to take me on the road with him and taught me how to do stand-up and what hard work it takes. Sean is always my partner, and, you know, we work hand in hand and kind of bettered each other, challenged each other. And so I've been real lucky. My sister Kim, she's just always an inspiration. So if I fail, it's not their fault. I'm just not talented, if that's the case, because I have no excuses. I have every secret to make it. So I'm just applying it now.
And that's a great way of putting it, too. Being the youngest of 10 siblings, you really did get every secret kind of exposed to you. When did you first realize you could make people laugh?
It was in elementary school, probably like the first grade, where I cracked my first joke and I got detention because I kept making the class laugh. And then my teacher told me he had every one of my brothers and sisters, and they too sat in that very seat that I was sitting in. And I was like, oh, wow, you talking about the famous ones? He's like, yeah, them too. And I was like, oh, well, I'm on to something. So when I went to school, I just wanted to use the students as an audience.
Right.
Yeah, I was listening to English and math and all that stuff, but to me, I just wanted to make people laugh. And one day I got sick, and I was out for a week with the mumps. And when I came back, I got a standing ovation. And I was like, wow. Because I was always the class clown making people laugh. And
right.
It made people want to go to school because you didn't know what I was going to say.
Right.
What I was going to get kicked out of class for. So I think that's when I realized I had a gift. I think when I realized I wanted to be famous and be an actor, I had just did Peter Pan, and I played Peter Pan in a play. I remember getting a stand ovation from the crowd, and I was like, wow, this is what I want to do with my life.
The high school you went to, it's like one of these high schools that is probably one of the most prestigious high schools in the world for anybody to go to.
LaGuardia High School of Music and Performing Arts.
Share a little bit of insight for the rest of us what it was like.
I mean, for me, it was a blessing to go to school every day. And we had to take math and English and all that other stuff and science, but that wasn't the focus. The focus was acting. So I got to study acting for 4 years and learn the science and the art of acting. And I apply that act to my stand-up, which I've been practicing my whole life, comedy. I just learned the discipline, and I think that the more you practice something, the better you get. And I'm preparing for the next level of my career. I'm looking for international superstardom, and I think I want to be able to do like comedy, action, everything. I want to be like The Rock, but not as buff. Like a skinny version of The Rock.
And so growing up in New York, I got to imagine that long before he was the president, you'd either cross paths with Trump or form some kind of opinion of him.
I never really ran up against him. I never liked him. And not, here's the thing. I just never liked his hair. So I didn't trust him. And I knew, and this is really shallow, but I knew if somebody with that hair was going to be in office, bad things was going to happen. And I was right. Never trust a grown man with bad hair like that. Take your ass behind the supercuts and get it right and look at least presidential. How about this? I didn't vote for him.
Right.
Somebody did. But, you know, I'm just doing the countdown. We got 2 years left, brother.
So,
2 years, 3 months, 7 days, 13 hours, and 16 minutes.
Sounds like somebody's counting down. And good segue. One of the things that your family's known for, strong spiritual, religious background, and perhaps in these trying times, it could be a really important thing today. How's that factor into your life these days?
Well, my dad is a Jehovah's Witness, so, you know, we was raised as Jehovah's Witnesses. My mom's a Baptist. She was like, look, I love God, but I like Christmas. So we were always raised with a very strong spiritual background. Me personally, I definitely believe in God. I pray. I believe that everything great happens because there's a higher purpose that we serve. And you get all your strength from God. People ask where I get my jokes from. I tell them sometimes inspiration. I feel like God is whispering to me. I'm just in the moment. And we all have a gift that he gave us. And we should all use that gift to better this world and help this planet. Because right now the planet is bleeding. And that's why you have the volcanoes going on and the floods and all the things that's happening. I truly believe that the earth is bleeding. And we all need to become aware and do our part to help heal this planet the best way we can. And my contribution is laughs, smiles, and jokes. And I may not change your life, but I hope to change your mood.
That's a great outlook.
Now, with that said, I'm probably going to hell. No. But the thing about it is, all my friends are going to be there.
As a final note, give us a little update on your NBC show, Marlon, and just wrap the second season. What's next?
Just wrap the second season. We're waiting to see if there's a third season. If not, I'm pretty much a free agent. So I'm looking to do a LeBron-type deal somewhere. So it was a gift to do that show, and I love doing it. I love coming to work every day and making people laugh. And it's a really funny show. I'm very proud of it. If I wasn't, I would have named it Sean to the mom. So, or Keenan. Hope I get picked up for season 3. But if not, I'm looking forward to doing a bunch of other stuff. I got a movie I'm about to film with Netflix. It's called Sextuplets. I played 7 different characters in the movie.
Wow.
It's a really funny movie, a makeup movie, and I'm looking to knock this one out of the park.
It's Marlon Wayans, and tonight and tomorrow, 10 p.m. shows. He's Sunday at the Max, 7:30 show. Real thrill having you on All Things Considered with us. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Great talking to you.
Thank you, brother.
Aloha! It's Marlon Wayans, and I'm finally getting to say these magic words. We are cruising with my friend, my buddy, my pal, mi amigo, Dave Lawrence.
Thank you, bro.